Blog Talk Radio.
Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Bradshaw himself will be presenting our words of encouragement for today, so I ask that you all please graciously give this eloquent speaker your undivided attention as he provides us with words of encouragement that he has been inspired by God to do so. I give you Brother Willie Bradshaw.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere, and didn't it rain last night here in Riverdale, Georgia? We had a thunderstorm come through here last night, and the lightning and everything is so wet and damp this morning, and so we sure enough had a rain come through here last night. One of the great song leaders, Brother Moore, up in St. Louis, Missouri, everybody used to love to hear him sing, Didn't It Rain? They had a singing group there, and I can't even think of congregation at this time, but I do remember the song, and everywhere that he would go, that would be their signature song, Didn't It Rain? And they would really sing that song. So it rain last night here in Riverdale, Georgia. We hope that everybody else is doing good and in the dry, basically. And we, of course, this is a prayer call, and so we want to thank God for answered prayers that you have prayed for, and at some point in time, they may not come when you want them, but they always come on time, and they have come to pass, and that your health is doing good. Those who are going in the hospital are out. Those who are going for tests, you had a good report on your test, and school in a weird kind of way actually started back, and a lot of kids are at home. I know my grandbaby, she's at home. We have both of them, all of them at home for the school, college, and for elementary school. I have a granddaughter who's in college, who goes to Columbus in Columbus, Georgia, and of course they're doing it online, and then I have a little baby kindergarten just started, and they online. So it's not just for the children, but it's also for the parents. And so I know the parents have to reach way back and try to figure this English and math and all that kind of stuff out. I know I had trouble with trying to help them with the trigonometry. Last time I remember, trigger was a horse. I didn't know nothing about no trigonometry. But anyway, so our prayers actually go out to the parents who are having to stay at home and recall some things that they used to know long time ago with this. Everything is online, computers, things of that sort. And this is the first time the computers have been in some homes at all, period. And so I know they're going through some struggles. And then, of course, occasionally, I work with a funeral home here called Griner Funeral Home out in Fayetteville, Georgia. And I work with that family and love that family and been working with them for a pretty good while. This past Friday, Brother Griner's wife passed away. The funeral home director's wife passed away. And the funeral, the viewing is tonight. And then the funeral is tomorrow. And he's taking it pretty rough. Matter of fact, the family's taking it pretty rough. And so I'm trying to help them, doing the best I can to help them through that. And so we want to pray for the Griner family. Funeral home directors do have death, you know. And I know probably some of you scratching your head and say, wonder why they're having such a hard time. He buried people every day. This is still one of your family members. And just think about you burying some of your friends all year. I mean, people you went to high school and grade school. And that tugs on you and everything. Then you finally lose somebody in your own family, so that's pretty much of a burden. And so tomorrow, and funerals have changed so much. And so now, tonight, of course, I'll be a viewing, but that'll be with social distances. You can have a one or two or three in the viewing area at one time, and then everybody else have to be out in the parking lot. And you can't have people just standing around. You know how you used to go to a funeral, and boy, you'd just be so crowded just right out there in the hall. Everybody would be talking and joshing around and everything. Well, that don't happen no more. A funeral home won't let you stand in their lobby and chatter and talk no more. You got to go on out there in the parking lot and do that. And then, of course, tomorrow, the funeral be a short funeral, be a family funeral. And here's a popular wife who passed away. And a popular funeral home who's known all over Atlanta. And but it's only a private funeral just for the family. The public will not be invited to the funeral. So it'd be pretty short. It'd be pretty short. And that's today. That's the norm. That's where we are today with that. And so we want you to have that for prayer. But when you think that you have arrived, when you think you have arrived, I want you to think again, because sometime there may be just one little something in your way that you probably need to handle or to take care of. And I know that's the situation in the book of Matthew chapter 19, beginning with verse number 16. Matthew 19, beginning with verse number 16, when you think that you got it all and you got it done, I've tried it. Little things be said, and I try to correct them. A little more things be said, and you try to correct them. But so many things keep just popping up, So in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, beginning verse 16, the Bible says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I might inherit eternal life?" My theme for this, the rest of this year, is read your Bibles. I want to encourage everybody on this program, read your Bibles. Don't take things, words from what people be saying. Open up your Bible and read your Bible. That's my theme for this year, read your Bible. When he asked this question, what good thing shall I do to inherit eternal life? Somebody will say, oh, you got to hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized. But you got to remember what time that this was spoken and who was speaking it, is because at the time they were still in the full run of the law. Jesus was born under the law, and the law did not law did not pass away until Jesus passed away. And so this was basically a correct answer. He didn't tell them, "Oh, you need to go to church, you need to sing songs and give on the first day of the week and take up a contribution and all that kind of stuff." Read your Bibles so that when you get in a conversation with somebody and they bring that up and say, "Oh, he didn't tell them to be baptized right there," that was not even an issue at this particular point. Remember now that Jesus is one that established the church at his death. You remember now, baptism kicked in, repentance kicked in, all of that church things that we do kicked in at the death of Jesus. And so Jesus standing there talking to a man who both of them was dealing with the Old Testament at the same time. So that was a good question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? And then he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if I would enter into life," he says, "keep the commandments." And he said unto him, now, here again, he didn't say, "Hear, believe, repent, confess." That would come later. That's on down the road. But listen to what he says here. Then he says unto him, "Which one?" I don't have time to go back and read the commandments, but I will next time. When he says, "Keep the commandments," just say, for instance, there was 10, but there was more than that. Several more than that. He said, "Which one of them?" We have a tendency to do that every once in a while. And he says, "Which one of the commandments?" Of course, you know, all of them are to be kept. So why would you even ask that question? And Jesus said, and then Jesus started breaking this thing down. He says, "Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And the young man thought he had arrived. He thought he had arrived. And he must have been a pretty good old boy, because he said, the young man said to him, "All these things I kept from my youth up. What lackest thou?" Wonder what would your response be if you told Jesus, "What lackest thou?" As you think that you have arrived and everything, and that's why I don't preach people into heaven. That's between them and God at that particular moment, because you just never know what lacketh thou. You probably done everything that you possibly could, good neighbors, good this, that, good friends, this, that, another. But when it boils all down to, it's going to be between you and God. And here he asked this question, "What lacketh I yet?" And that's a question that we need to be asking every day as we get up and we function and as we move about and as we try to do the best we can. At the end of the day, we say, what was I lacking today? Where did I mess up? And then Jesus telling him, now here's another thing that sort of puzzled me when I read this passage. And then verse number 21 says, and Jesus asked him, says, if thou would be perfect, if thou would be perfect. The first question was, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The answer was, keep the commandments. He said, which one? He told him what commandments. He said, I've done that from my youth up. He said, now what you want me to do? Because I have arrived. I'm right here to do that. And then Jesus said to him, if thou would be perfect, would this mean complete? Would this mean him on Jesus, on God's level? What does this phrase mean? And then he said to him, if you notice in all of the commandments that Jesus mentioned to him, this right here is one that tugged at his heart. Because Jesus said, if thou be perfect, he said, go sell what thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. Now, here's a couple of things that Jesus knew that the young rich ruler didn't put into play. Jesus knew that he loved his stuff. And so this commandment was, one of the commandments that he did not mention, and that was covetousness. Are you a covetous person? You may not have killed anybody. You may not have ever stolen anything in your life, but you sure ain't about to give nothing away. And you ain't about to help nobody. You might tell them where to go get some help, but you ain't giving nobody no dollar. And so Jesus hit him right in the purse when he says, if you want to be perfect, sell what you have, distribute to the poor, come follow me. He did not know that had he done that, he would probably reap fourfold. He probably would have reaped fourfold. So as we go through this day and as we end our days, just ask that question, what lacketh thou yet that I might be perfect or that I might inherit eternal life? Father, thank you for this day. Be with the Griner family today as they bury their wife, their mother, their grandmother, their great-grandmother, their loved one, and continue to be with those on this program who are in hospital, hospice, in home care. Be with those who are taking care of those who are in hospice. This lady here was in hospice care for more than 6 years. And so we want to pray for those who care for those who have to put their lives on hold just to take care of their loved ones. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And have a super-duper blessed day.